Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa, and we are ready to go on this beautiful Tuesday morning in August. I was away last week, which is why you didn't hear from me. It was actually really an excellent experience with my wife. We went out to San Diego, California for the first annual Pastors Summit hosted by Turning Point USA Faith. I'm sure you've heard, if not, of Turning Point USA. That is Charlie Kirk's organization. He's the guy who started the campus outreach program, what would you call it? Strategic group, political action group, to try and go on college campuses and transform the minds of young adults by debating with them on the issues and giving them a perspective different than the same constant liberal anthem that's being played in every college classroom and on every college campus across the country. So he started this student activist group. That's really the best way to describe it. And recently they created the faith arm, which is the Christian arm, to equip like-minded pastors to get us working together to take a stand for issues important to Christians and conservatives in the country. Fantastic experience. Met with a lot of great pastors, heard a lot of excellent speakers that are taking a stand against the centralization of power and the government overreach we're seeing in our blessed country, what we hope remains under the blessings of liberty. Let me start today by reading a passage of scripture from Nehemiah chapter 4. This is after the return from Babylon. The Jewish exiles are rebuilding Jerusalem, facing a lot of opposition from the government, which is often what you see in history, what you can refer to generally as beast empires, waging war against God's people and God's kingdom. So they're rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem in the book of Nehemiah. This is a historical account. And we are somewhere in the late 400s BC, mid to late 5th century BC. There's opposition from the surrounding governing officials, from the Samaritan leaders around Judah, threatening military action, threatening to tear down the walls of Jerusalem, threatening to attack and kill the Jews. And Nehemiah speaks to his people and says this. First he says this. They were threatening to attack. Therefore, Nehemiah says, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. And after I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. And when our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. And furthermore, after that, they continued working with a shovel and tools in one hand and swords in the other, posting guards by day and night. Now, this is a recipe for what we have to do as Christians and conservatives. We have to stand up against the beast empire. I'm not saying violence. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying we have to stand up and say, we're not going to accept this, what you are doing to our civilization, to our churches, to our communities, and we're going to resist it. We cannot be compliant when the government is stepping out of its sphere of authority, its biblical sphere of authority. We can't be quiet and we can't be complacent. Now, obviously, what's all over the news is the raid at Mar-a-Lago last Monday, a week ago, Trump's residency in Florida. If you haven't heard about that, get your head out of the sand and pay attention. And I simply want to say this. Do you realize the implications of this raid on a former president's house under the pretense of needing to confiscate documents that he allegedly absconded with when he left the White House and illegally stole and kept in his home? And I'm not going to read all of Trump's tweets and quotes right now. There's articles everywhere. He made his first post-raid interview yesterday, and you can find that at the Daily Wire. But he's saying exactly what we're all thinking. This is unconscionable. Is this the word? This is remarkable. This is stunning that this has happened in our American history, that a former president has been targeted by the federal government as a political enemy and had his home raided. He said all of his passports were stolen. Are those classified political documents? A safe was broken into. I think it happened on Monday morning. They love to do that in the wee hours of the morning when you're just waking up, raid your house. And Trump is saying that the documents that he had were declassified. Everything's on the up and up and legal, and he's willing to work with the Justice Department and whatever they need. But no matter, raiding his house. And here's what you need to understand. The left has now weaponized the central government against its own citizens. Trump, even though he was president, is a legal citizen, and they are weaponizing the Justice Department and law enforcement against its citizens. Guys, this is what banana republics and socialist dictatorships are made of, where you illegally swing elections, illegally corrupt elections to get the results you want, and then target your political enemies to silence them, ultimately to jail them, kill them, get rid of them. This is where we live now. It's lawlessness. Also, your beloved host. I went to that conference last week, went last night to the Toms River Board of Ed meeting over the sex ed curriculum, which is completely heinous. Go on News 12, find the article. Actually, they quote me at the beginning of the article. They quote me in the headline. Quote, it's bizarre and creepy. Toms River parents voice concerns about new school sex ed curriculum. And they quote my words. The state is obsessed with sex. It's bizarre and creepy if it wasn't so perverted and wicked. There's actually a video of me. It's great. And we're going to get that whole speech taken from the live feed and put that up on social media. But the fact is, we are, again, being compliant. Our leaders are being compliant with this overreach. The Board of Ed and Toms River is telling us, oh, we're not going to force this on parents, but they haven't removed it from the curriculum. And here's how I'm tying all of this together. Citing the example of Nehemiah, citing the example of pastors from that summit last week in San Diego who defied the government, particularly in California under Governor Gavin Newsom, where the restrictions were worse than anywhere else in the country, except maybe New Jersey, here in New Jersey. We need to defy the overreach and say to our school boards, say to our governors and leaders who are going outside their sphere of authority, raiding homes, that this is not acceptable and we're going to resist it. These pastors out in San Diego said they took the fines and the court orders and dropped them in drawers and closed the drawer. That's it. Better yet, we should throw this stuff in the garbage. My point with the Toms River School Board is tell the governor no. And this is what we need to do in our churches, is tell the government, no, the overreach is not happening, not acceptable. And Republicans need to stand up over what's happened to Trump and defy this wicked, weaponized Justice Department. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. We are called to godly resistance, not cowardly compliance to lawless government.